弟兄姊妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Peace.
我们今天讲到的题目呢是危难中耶稣的主权。
Today our topic is sovereignty in crisis.
经文是约翰福音的十八章一到二十七节。
We're going to read John chapter 18 to 1 to 27.
在开始讲到之前呢，我先来问大家几个问题。
So I'm going to ask you a few questions before I start it.
有没有过这样的经历，就是你信任的人，结果后来呢，他背叛你？
And have you ever experienced that someone you trust a lot that betray you later?
比方说，你很信任的一个人，你全心全意的待他，结果后来发现他在你的背后呢，跟别人说你的坏话，甚至是无中生有的造谣重伤你。
And so just like someone you trust a lot that really betray you, stab you in the back.
会不会你很信任的人，他有需要的时候你借钱给他，就后来他发现他没有打算把这个钱还给你。
And you trust someone that you lend that person some money, but that person never intend to give it back.
你曾经有这样背叛过吗？
Have you ever been betrayed?
那么第二个问题是，当这样的背叛发生的时候，你还有可能去原谅这个人吗？
So if you've been betrayed, have you ever that feel you can forgive that person?
然后再另外一个问题，在我们的人生过往的经历里面，有没有你可能别人对你很好，但是你对他呢做的不够周全，后来让别人误会，好像你背叛了他。
And what maybe you have experienced that other people trust you, treated you well, but that you betray that person.
那么你渴望得到那个人的原谅吗
？Will you want to that receive the forgiveness from that person?
然后再问你一个问题。
Ask one more question.
那我们信主呢是有一个过程的。
So when we believe in Christ, there's a process.
我信主之前可能不认识主。
And before I know God, didn't know God.
你有没有曾经说过一些这个抵挡神的话，不敬的话？
Have you ever said anything that to oppose God?
那么当我们信主之后呢，可我们的信仰的旅程也会有起伏，也会有软弱的时候。
And when we became a Christian, our journey, there's up and downs.
当你信主之后，有没有过那样的时间，哎呀，你远离神，甚至是你觉得不要再信这个神了。
And so you have ever experienced that you distant from God, that you do not want to believe him anymore.
你是不是会怀疑，哎，耶稣，你还会接纳我吗？你还会原谅我吗
？And then you doubt if Jesus will receive you back again.
那么，一个被朋友出卖的这样的失望，一个被家人否认的孤独，一个被信任的人伤害的这样的痛苦，这可能是人类每个人都会有过的这样的经历。
So the disappointment of betrayal by friend, and the loneliness of a denial by family, the pain of being wounded by trust person, this is a very common and universal experience.
很多时候我们在大街上，这个陌生人对我们不友好，给我们造成的伤害其实没有那么严重。
So on the street, people did not, were not friendly with us. We did not feel hurt.
很多时候我们受伤最深呢是最亲近的人，我们最信赖的那样的人。
Very often we feel the pain the most is that people we trust the most.
然后我们今天看呢是耶稣基督还有他的门徒之间的这样的一个精彩的故事。
So we're going to see a very exciting story between the disciple and Jesus Christ.
我们的讲道分成三个部分，第一个部分是主权的基督。
There are three parts. The first part is sovereign Christ.
第二部分是软弱的门徒。
The weak disciples.
第三部分呢是恩典的救赎。
And the third part is the redeeming grace.
我们读这个约翰福音呢，已经有一段时间，我们知道这个时候呢，耶稣离他被捕的时间越来越近了。
So we know that we have studied John for a while, and this time the Jesus will be arrested pretty soon.
到了十八章呢，果真这个逮捕人的耶稣。逮捕耶稣的人呢他们来了。
And so finally, the people who want to arrest me arrived.
我们一起来读十八章的一节。
And let's read the John chapter 18 verse 1.
耶稣说了这话就同门徒出去过了基伦西在那里有一个园子他和门徒也进去了。
When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was an olive grove that he and his disciples went into it.
上一章呢耶稣做了大段的祷告为他的门徒祷告。
And so the last chapter we talk about Jesus pray for his disciples.
说完了这个话呢，他和门徒就来到了这个园子。在别的福音书里面呢，告诉我们这个园子的名字呢，就是科西玛尼园。
And so they finally came to this place, the olive grove. 科西玛尼是 Gethsemane. Yeah.
然后我们一起来读十八章四节。
Let's read the verse four.
耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事，就出来对他们说。你们找谁?
Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked him, "Who is your want?"
这个时候呢，这中间的经文呢，告诉我们有一对这个罗马的兵丁和这个他们耶路撒冷圣殿的宗教警察，他们来抓耶稣。这个带头的人是谁呢？是他的门徒犹大。
So Judah came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees.
那么这一队人马到底有多少呢
?How many people are we talking about a detachment?
中文呢就翻译成一队，但是在那个希腊原文里面呢，那个词是一个很特别的罗马军队中的军事单位的名字。
And it's the official unit of the Roman that is very special for the, in Greek.
我们读那个经文的时候以为可能就只有十几个人，其实不是的。
But we may probably think about in the tens or twenties.
那个军事单位呢，在不同的场合下，它的人数可能是从几百甚至到一千。
So attachment sometimes may be from a few hundreds to 1,000.
这时候来抓捕耶稣基督的呢，是一个成建制的完整的罗马的联队，再加上宗教警察。
And so it's a detachment soldier and some official from the chief priests.
耶稣基督呢，在这个科西玛尼园和圣殿山中间呢，有一个山谷。其实到了晚上。这几百个人，至少有几百个人，他们打着火把从圣殿山下来，然后又上到这个科西玛尼园所在的这个小山上。这个过程中呢，其实有很长的时间，耶稣看见这个火把，他是完全有时间逃走的。
And so there was an opportunity for Jesus to escape because of the between the Gethsemane and the where he was praying, and there was the light that he was able to see.
耶稣这样一个赤手空拳的一个人，还有他的十几个门徒，为什么这个罗马人还有这个宗教领袖，他们要派一个整建制的这样的罗马的士兵的连队来抓捕他
？Why the Roman government want to send so many soldiers try to capture Jesus and his disciples？
因为他们可能会担心耶稣会这个领导一个政治上的起义。一个从他们角度来说是一个叛乱。
So they were afraid that Jesus might start a riot.
耶稣原本有时间是完全可以逃走的。
And so Jesus had opportunity to escape.
但是耶稣呢，他定义要留在那里。
But he decided he was going to stay.
而且耶稣呢，他已经预知这一切要发生，他主动的去面对他们。
So he knew that was going to coming. So he actually wanted to face them directly.
然后他对他们说：“你们找谁？”
And so he said.Who is it you want?
这个第三节呢，这里特别讲这个犹大呢，领的这些人呢，他们是打着火把，带着兵器来到园子里的。
And so here talk about Judah came to the garden, guiding the detachment soldiers.
这个犹大呢，是耶稣基督这个跟他一起生活、一起事工，大概有三年半时间的这样一个门徒。
And Judah was a disciple who had followed Jesus for 3.5 years.
但是这个时候呢，他却亲自的。带领敌人来抓捕他的老师。
But then he led the enemy to betray Jesus.
第六节我们一起来读。
And verse 6, let's read together.
耶稣一说我就是，他们就退后倒在地上。
When Jesus said, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground.
耶稣问你们找谁？那些人说他们要来找的是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And so they said, who are you looking for? They said, we're looking for Nazarene Jesus.
耶稣没有逃避。
Jesus did not run away.
然后耶稣呢，正气凛然地说，我就是。
And he actually say, I am he.
这个中文呢翻译成我就是，英文呢翻译成 I am he. 但是事实上呢，其实这个地方是很简单的，就是两个希腊字，就是我是。
And so actually when you read it in Greek means I am.
而且当时听到的那些人呢，他们听到我是这个词呢，他们 真的知道这个是跟旧约中耶和华神启示他自己的名字是一模一样的。
And so just like in the Old Testament, when Jehovah revealed his name, say, I am, is the same word.
耶和华这个词在希伯来文里呢，本来就是是，就是存在的这样一个动词。
So it means I am is existing, from beginning to the end.
那么告诉我们神他的最重要的一个这个特征呢，它是所有存在的最基础的存在。
The most, the important attribute is that he exists.
然后耶稣呢，在这里这个正气凛然的说我是的时候呢，当时听的人他们也知道耶稣呢，同时也是在宣告他就是神。
So when Jesus said, I am he, like I am, so they know that he is God.
这个场面呢，其实非常有戏剧性。
And so it's really dramatic at that time.
这有几百个罗马的士兵，再加上这个宗教警察，他们可能穿的铠甲，他们拿的兵器，他们居然听到耶稣说我是，他们就退后，然后哗啦啦一片都倒在地上。
So few hundred soldiers and also the priests, and then they heard I am, they all fell on the ground.
我们不知道究竟是什么原因让他们全都倒在地上。
We have no idea what caused them fell on the ground.
有的神学家呢是说耶稣那样正气凛然的那种气势把他们震慑到了。
Some theologians say because the Jesus was said so boldly and that's why they fell on the ground.
但是我更相信呢是耶稣基督用这样的话语把神的全能就这样带出来的时候他们被震动到了。
I do believe that Jesus said it with authority, actually really strike them, so they fell on the ground.
就像神用话语来创造这个世界一样，神的话语是蛮有能力的。
God's words create the world, create the universe.
我们一起来读第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
耶稣说：“我已经告诉你们，我就是。你们若找我，就让这些人去吧。”
Jesus answered, "I told you that I am He. If you are looking for me, then let the rest man go."
耶稣在被捕的时候呢，他其实心里还是在顾念他的这些门徒。
When he was being in the process of being arrested, he still take care of his disciples.
我们看到他的勇气和担当，他说：“我就是你们要找的那个人，你让这些人去吧。”
And he said it courageously. He said, "Let those people go."
那这些人里面呢，就是，是跟他一起来服侍有三年之久的这些门徒。
And those are the people who are his disciples follow him for 3.5 years.
其中有一个很有名的门徒呢，就是西门彼得。
And very famous one is the Simon Peter.
我们一起来读第十节。
And let's read verse 10.
西门彼得带着一把刀，就拔出来，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉他的右耳。那仆人名叫马勒古。
The Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus.
我们读这个圣经的不同的篇章的时候呢，觉得西门彼得是一个很有性情的人。
And so when we read Bible about Peter, feels he's a very interesting person.
在这里呢，看到他的勇气。
We see his courage here.
他面对整建制的罗马的连队，他居然拔出刀来砍了一刀。
And he facing the whole detachment of a soldier is willing to use a sword to cut off the servant's ear.
他想要保护他的老师。
He want to protect his mentor.
但是耶稣怎么样来回应他的这样的举动呢？
But how did Jesus respond to his action?
一起来读十一节。
And let's read verse 11.
耶稣对彼得说：“收刀入鞘吧。”我父所给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢？
Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?"
我相信耶稣从根本上他是不相信暴力能够解决问题的。
So I believe that Jesus did not believe in violence.
而且呢，耶稣知道他的被捕、他的受鞭打、受羞辱，最后被钉死在十字架上，这是他必须要经历的过程，是他救赎使命最重要的一部分。
So Jesus knew that even being arrested and ashamed and dying on the cross is the process he has to do.
这是父神给他，他必须要经历的事情。
And that's the Father has given him.
在二十节，我们一起来读。
And let's read the verse 20.
耶稣回答说：“我从来是明明的对世人说话，我常在会堂和殿里教训众人，我在暗地里并没有说什么。”
I have spoken openly to the world, Jesus replied. I always taught in the synagogues or at that temple where all the Jews come together. I said nothing in secret.
后来耶稣呢被带到这个祭司长 包括这个罗马的总督面前被审问的时候呢，他也是正气凛然的来说，我并没有暗地里说过什么，我所说的大家都听到了。
So when Jesus was taken to the high priest, and then he said boldly that I did not say anything, did not do anything or say anything in secret.
本来耶稣呢，他只是一个木匠的儿子。
When he was a son of a carpenter.
从人的观点来看呢，他的社会地位并没有那么高。
When his status was not very elevated.
但是他站在受过高等的教育的，掌握这个巨大权柄的这些掌权者面前，耶稣基督依然他是掌握主权的。
But when he's facing people with authority, that he can say things boldly.
我们来到呢，今天讲到的第二个部分。
And so let's look at the second part.
就是软弱的门徒。
The weak disciples.
我今天想讲的这个背叛耶稣的门徒呢，其实不是犹大。
And so I want to talk about the person who betrayed Jesus is not Judah.
其实我想讲的呢是彼得。
And I want to talk about actually the Peter.
在这个马太福音和平行的经文里面呢，26:35，彼得曾经说：“我就是必须和你同死，我总不能不认你。”
And so parallel verses in Matthew chapter 26:35, it says, "But Peter declared, 'Even I have to die with you, I will never disown you.'" And all other disciples said the same.
彼得呢是一个很有性情的人，然后呢，这个耶稣基督曾经说预言，他可能会这个不认。主的时候呢，他蛮有信心，他觉得他一定不会这样的。
Peter is a person who is very affectionate. So when Jesus confronted him, "One day you're going to deny me," he did not believe it.
然后在约翰福音的18:15，我们一起来读。
And let's read verse 15.
西门彼得跟着耶稣，还有一个门徒跟着，那门徒是大祭司所认识的，他就同耶稣进了大祭司的院子。
Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus because the disciple were known to the high priest. He went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard.
当耶稣呢被捕，他被绑起来，然后带到这个大祭司的院子的时候呢，有两个门徒跟着耶稣进到院子里了。
When Jesus was arrested and bounded, that there were two disciples following him.
这里写呢，一个是彼得，另外一个大家猜是谁
？And one is Peter, who's the other person?
第二个门徒呢，很可能是写约翰福音的。作者约翰。
We think the person who wrote the book of John, the disciple John.
他能够带着彼得呢进去呢，是之前这里经文说他跟大祭司呢是有一点个人关系的。
He had a personal relationship with a high priest, so that's why he was able to take Peter with him.
所以我们后来看经文，彼得呢三次不认主，我们都是总是嘲笑他的小信，他的胆怯。
And so when we see Peter denies Jesus three times, we always think, oh, he has a little faith in God.
但至少呢，在这里，其他的门徒都逃走了，他跟约翰两个人还跟着进到那个大祭司的院子。
But now we see the rest of the disciples run away, but still two disciples, John and Peter, follow him.
然后呢，就是著名的三次不认主，第一次呢是在17。
And so there's a famous denied Jesus three times. The first one is in verse 17.
我们一起来读17。那看门的使女对彼得说：“你不也是这人的门徒吗？”他说：“我不是。”
You are one of the man's disciple too, are you? She asked Peter. He replied, "I'm not."
在这里呢，经文特别的告诉我们，问他的是一个使女，是一个可能最没有威胁的这样一个人。
And so This first person is a servant lady that probably gave the minimum threat to Peter.
但是呢，彼得还是赶紧的去否认，说我不是他的门徒。
But Peter immediately denied, "I'm not."
第二次呢，是在25，我们一起来读。
And second is the verse 25. Let's read together.
西门彼得正站着烤火，有人对他说：“你不也是他的门徒吗？”彼得不承认，说：“我不是。”
Meanwhile, Simon Peter was still standing there, warming himself. So they asked him, "You on the one of disciple two, aren't you?" He denied it, saying, "I'm not."
彼得呢，在那跟着众人一起烤火。
So he was there trying to warm his body.
我猜测呢，他可能不是真的冷，他只是想跟众人呢做大概同样的动作呢，不会被别人发现可疑。
And so probably he's just not really cool himself. He just wanted to do something together with other people.
那这时候呢，还是有人认出他来，他再一次的否认。
But somebody recognized he was a Peter.
然后第三次呢，我们一起来读二十七节。
And let's read verse 27.
彼得又不承认，立时鸡就叫了。
Again, Peter denied it, and that moment a rooster began to crow.
这个时候，为什么经文特别的讲到这个鸡叫了呢
？And why here said the rooster crow?
因为主耶稣基督呢，之前预言彼得会三次不认主，然后呢，鸡会叫。这个时候就完全应验了耶稣的预言。
And so it fulfilled Jesus' prophecy that Peter is going to deny Jesus three times and rooster will crow.
为什么圣经特别强调他是三次不认主
？And why the Bible emphasized that he denied Jesus three times?
因为在古代的这个中近东的文化里面呢
，So in the Middle East, the culture
公开的宣布一件事情三次是表示这是完全彻底的这个宣布是不可以更改的。
And so, if you deny something three times, that something this is done will never change it again.
所以，当彼得三次不认主的时候呢，其实这个从人的眼睛去看，这是很严重的一个事情。
And so, from human point of view, is extremely serious when someone denies Jesus three times.
在路加福音平行的经文里面呢，我来读，在62章61到62节。
And so, the Luke chapter 62:61-62.
主转过身来看着彼得，彼得便想起主对他所说的话：“今日鸡叫已先，你要三次不认我。”他就出去痛哭。
The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, and he went outside and wept bitterly.
我不知道那个时候彼得的心情有多么的复杂。
I don't know how the complex his emotion was at the time.
他有他所有的勇气，他曾经去挥刀去砍那个仆人的耳朵。
And he has so much courage to cut someone's ear before.
当别的门徒都逃走的时候呢，他还跟着耶稣来到了这个大祭司的院子。
And so then when everybody ran away, he had the courage to go to the courtyard of the high priest.
因为如果我们想到耶稣后来所遭受的这样的刑罚，他的门徒也有可能同样会遭受这样的刑罚。
If we think about if Jesus suffered all those punishment, all his disciples might suffer the same.
所以他后来的惧怕，甚至他的否认，一定程度上也是可以理解的。
And it's understandable his fear.
但是当他这时候三次不认主之后呢，耶稣突然转过脸来看着他。
So what after he denied Jesus three times and Jesus turned his head?
我不知道耶稣的眼神里面是责备呢，还是安慰，还是宽容，还是什么样的？反正那个眼神看了以后，彼得一下子就出去就去哭了。
So when he looked at him, it was like scolded him, or comfort, or compassion. But afterwards, that Jesus went out and wept.
有时候我在想，我信主的这个旅程里面呢，有信心软弱的时候。
And during my journey of my faith, there was always time that I was weak.
甚至是。有的时候可能是会有不认主不认神的时候。
And there were times I denied God as well.
但当后来神呢又用别的管教别的事情让我重新回转他的时候，我想起耶稣转过来看着我那个眼神，哎呀，我不知道心里面是什么样的滋味。
But there were times that Jesus disciplined me and brought me back. And just like here says, Jesus looked straight at me.
然后我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分
，And let's look at the third part, the redeeming grace,
就是恩典的救赎。
Redeeming grace，
我们知道这个耶稣基督他后来复活，然后呢还向门徒显现
，And Jesus resurrected and continued to appear to his disciples。
但是彼得去了哪里呢
？But what happened to Peter？
彼得后来呢，他是回到他的老家，又重新做起了捕鱼的渔夫。
And he went back to his own hometown and started being a fisherman again.
我不知道他的这个内心的挣扎是什么样子的。
I have no idea that what his struggle was at that time.
他可能觉得他的信仰完全的失败了。
And he thought his whole faith was totally failure.
他可能觉得他没有脸再去见主，再去见他的别的弟兄姐妹了。
He had no faith to face in Jesus or other his disciple friends.
他回到了加利利海边。
And he went back to the Galilee.
重新的呢又做他每一天所做的这个捕网打鱼的工作
and continue to be a fisherman.
可能心中的充满了这样的懊悔
and probably filled with guilt.
那么在罗马书五章八节这里告诉我们耶稣基督他为我们做的是什么事情呢
in Romans chapter 5 verse 8
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
But God demonstrated His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以神是 不是为这个义人死的。
And God did not die for the righteous.
因为世上没有义人。
And because there are no righteous.
神也不是为完美的人死的。
And He did not die for people who are perfect.
这个世界上没有完美的人。
And no one's perfect.
神是为罪人死，是为软弱的人死，是甚至是为曾经会跌倒背叛他的人死。
He died for the sinner, also He died for the people who have betrayed Him.
那么约翰福音的二十一章十五节，这是非常感动的一段经文。
And this passage is extremely moving. It's in John 21.
我们一起来读。
And let's read together.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon son of John, "Do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said.You know that I love you.
耶稣基督复活以后呢，向不同的门徒显现。
And after Jesus resurrected, he has appeared to different people.
然后还特别的来到加利利海边，在他曾经呼召彼得跟随他的那个地方呢，向彼得显现。
He came to Galilee where that he has called Peter first.
彼得呢，本来在渔船上打鱼，耶稣呢，在岸边给他们准备了早餐。
And Peter was just fishing on the boat, and then Jesus would prepare the food for them.
后来呢，彼得呢，也就默默地吃着早餐。圣经说呢，彼得知道那是耶稣，但是他不敢开口问。
And so Peter knew that was Jesus, but he did not have the guts to ask.
他没有脸面问。
He had no face to ask.
因为他曾经三次不认主。
Because he denied Jesus three times.
但是耶稣呢，主动的，不光是主动的去找他，还主动的去对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？是比这早餐更深吗？”
So Jesus actually took initiative, asked Peter, "Do you love him more than this?"
彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”
And Peter said, "Yes, you know that I love you."
然后呢，耶稣一共问彼得几次
？And how many times the Jesus asked Peter?
一共问他三次。
He also asked him three times.
就是因为彼得曾经三次不认主，但是耶稣呢，用三次问他：“你爱我吗？”去挽回他，让他完全的回转回来。
Because Peter denied Jesus three times, so Jesus, you ask him three times.
第二十一章十七节，我们一起来读。
Chapter 21 and verse 17.
第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”
The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you."
耶稣没有因为彼得在众人面前这个三次否认他而生气。而完全的要跟这个人断绝关系。
And Jesus was not upset since Peter has denied him three times and want to sever their relationship.
但是呢，这个耶稣呢，三次的去问他：“你爱我吗？”把他完全的回转回来。
But rather, Jesus asked him three times, want to bring him back.
最后呢，耶稣在二十一章十七节给彼得一个使命，一个委托。
And so in verse 21, verse 17, and he give entrust Peter, giving the commission.
我们一起来读。耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
Jesus said, "Feed my sheep."
这是一个很大的一个使命。
And that's an extremely a big commission.
是要让彼得这样一个软弱的门徒，他要做一个牧者，要去照顾，要去好像比喻像牧羊人喂养羊一样去照顾。这个其他的门徒和将来会信主的人。
And so a weak disciple and become a shepherd to feed other sheep.
这个时候彼得其实还是蛮年轻的。
And at that time Peter was still fairly young.
我相信耶稣的这一句话他记了整整一辈子。
And so I'm sure Peter remembered this the rest of his life.
到了后来呢，根据我们看比方说使徒行传，我们看见彼得怎么样从一个那样软弱的一个门徒后来变得很坚强，很有勇气，在五旬节的时候他站在众人面前去传讲福音。
And so then when we read Acts, he is such a weak disciple, he becomes so courageous to share the gospel with thousands of people.
他甚至呢被这个公会的人抓起来的时候，他也是义正辞严的大义凛然的去传讲神的话语。
Even though he was arrested, he continued to preach boldly.
到了最后呢，根据教会的传统，彼得是一直传福音， 到了罗马帝国的心脏地带，就是罗马城。
And so he continued to preach gospel until the city of Rome.
他在那里殉道。
And then he was persecuted.
当这个要杀害他的人准备杀死他的时候呢，原本是准备要钉他十字架的。
And he was supposed to be die on the cross.
但是呢，彼得说他不配跟耶稣基督呢有一模一样的这样的刑罚。
He said, "I'm not worthy to be equal with Jesus' punishment."
啊，他请求呢，行刑者呢把他倒着钉了十字架。
So he asked the persecutor to actually hang him upside down.
我们今天呢，一共学习了三个要点。
And today we learned three things together.
我们学习到主权的基督呢，在黑暗中依然是掌权的。
And we see the sovereign Christ reign in darkness.
他是全知全能的这样的主，而且他是自愿的献上自己的。
He's omniscient, almighty, and is willing to sacrifice.
有的神学家就问啊，说是这些兵丁把他绑起来带走的时候，那个绳子能够捆住他吗？
And so the theologian questioned.And when the soldiers actually bound him, the rope can actually really hold him.
甚至有人说，他被钉在十字架上的时候，那三颗钉子能够把他钉住吗？
And people even question the three nails can really put him on the cross.
不可能的，他是全能的神，他完全可以，就是一个念头，他就完全获得自由了。
He's Almighty God. That's just one thought. He can release everything.
那么是什么把他绑住的？
What really bound him?
是什么把他钉在十字架上的？
What really put him on the cross?
那是他对我们的爱。
Because his love.
他的这个爱不是只爱义人的爱，不是只爱完美的人的爱，而是爱我们这些不完全、软弱的，甚至曾经否认他、不认他的人的爱。
His love is not for people perfect or people is righteous. It's the people who are sinner and for people who have betrayed him before.
黑暗都没有办法吞没他的主权。
And so the darkness cannot hold him back.
软弱的门徒在试炼中跌倒。
The weak disciple fall in trial.
我们在这里有一个很鲜明的对比。
And so there is a very huge contrast here.
一个是犹大，一个是彼得。
One's Judah, one's Peter.
犹大他为了30块银元，他出卖了耶稣基督。
And Judah actually betrayed Jesus for 30 silver dollars.
但是到最后，他也并没有。因着这30块银元就满足，他最后就是死在了这样的自责之中，他自己吊死了。
And so he was not satisfied after he received money. He actually died with the guilt and hung himself.
彼得呢也曾经因为外部的压力，他否认了耶稣。
And though Peter actually facing a lot of tremendous pressure, he denied Jesus.
但是后来当耶稣去找他，他就回转，他就悔改。
And so when Jesus was looking for him,He actually returned.
他的生命呢就突破，得到很大的成长，最后成为这样一个教会历史上很重要的一个使徒。
And so Peter breaks through, then became a wonderful preacher and disciple.
历史呢不容假设，但是有时候我在想，如果犹大他及时的悔改，耶稣会不会原谅他
？So sometimes history cannot be changed, but if Judah return, can Jesus forgive him?
我推测耶稣都会原谅他，都会。挽回他的。
I believe Jesus will forgive him and forget about.
那第三点呢？我们学习到恩典的救赎在失败中得胜。
And redeeming grace triumphs through failure.
我们从人的眼睛来看呢，这个过程呢是不断的失败。
And so when we see people's eyes, then we continue facing failures all over again.
不断的出各种各样的状况。
And we have all different kind of situations.
我们看见耶稣这样信任的门徒，居然却带了兵丁来抓捕他，来出卖他。
A disciple that Jesus trusts actually betray him, bring the soldier to arrest him.
我在想，如果我是耶稣，我都要气炸了。
And if I'm Jesus, I will be so angry.
我会多么的失望。
I'd be so disappointed.
后来呢，我这个耶稣呢被捕，他最看重的这样的门徒彼得呢，居然。在这个大祭司的使女面前都不敢承认跟他的关系，都要否认他，一共三次。
After he being arrested, that he saw that Peter denied him three times.
耶稣呢，后来这样的失望，这样的被鞭打，被钉死在十字架上，我们看着这一连串的失败。
And the series of failure being disappointment.
这可能是整个历史上最黑暗的一个时刻。
And that probably is the darkest time.
但是耶稣的主权呢依然在那里。
But his sovereignty was still there.
他在各种状况中他掌权。
And so in every situation, he still reigned the situation.
他在各种的这个挫败中他依然掌权。
He still reigned in all the failures.
神的计划呢是按部就班的在顺利的执行。
He continued to fulfill his plan.
所以我们看十字架呢是一个复兴的可能性。
The cross makes a restoration possible.
连彼得这样的三次不认主的人呢，后来在神的主权里面，依然神可以把他挽回来。
Like Peter in God's sovereignty, failure become a witness.
彼得这样一个失败的人呢，后来呢，居然变成一个蛮有能力传讲福音的人。
And such a failure person becomes such a strong person.
有时候我们在想，我的信仰是保险的吗？是安全的吗
？And so sometimes I'm facing my faith is that insured.
我的信心。时常是软弱的，我甚至是曾经有可能这个远离主或者不认主的时候。
And so then my faith very often is very weak. There were times I deny God or distance myself.
我们的信仰不在乎我们的信心有多么的坚强或者软弱。
And sometimes it's really not up to the how strong or how weak.
最重要的呢是神他的主权在那里一直掌管着这一切。
And so most importantly, we understand his sovereignty is control everything.
我刚信主的时候呢，那个有一个属灵的导师，他教导我，他说我们跟神的关系呢，不是简单的这样握手，请跟我握手这样。
So when I start become a Christian, that my spiritual mentor said that our relationship just not like a shaking hand.
这样握手的话，我一松手可能就丢开了。
When once we let go and our hands separate.
他举例子呢，我们跟神的关系更好像是握手的时候呢，是握住这个手腕的。
And so very much is like when we shake hands is holding our this part.
Wrist. 如果这个 Bianca 的手松开了，我依然是抓住她的。
So even one person lose the grip, the other person still holding on.
我们的信仰的旅程呢，有起伏，有软弱的时候，有坚强的时候。
Our spiritual journey go up and down.
那么，就像是彼得，他遇到外部的这样的压力，他之前那种过度的自信受到挫败的时候，他也有不认主的时候。
So just like Peter, he was overconfident that he also facing failures.
但是神的主权依然在那里，我们在神的主权里，我们是安全的。
But God's sovereignty is still there. In His sovereignty, we are safe.
在约翰一书呢一章九节，我们一起来读这个经文。
And let's read First John, chapter 1:9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我刚信主的时候呢，有属灵的前辈让我背诵几节经文，背下来，这是其中的一节。
And so when I just start become a Christian, one of the mentors asked me to memorize some verses. This is one of them.
他告诉我，这个后来在你信主的接下去的年日里面，经常会用得到。
And he said, in your journey, that you're going to use this verse.
Often.
Often.
那么后来我真的发现，时常呢，我们软弱的时候，我们对跟神的关系缺少信心的时候。要记起这节经文，知道我们只要回转，只要悔改，神就一定拥抱我们，接纳我们，要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So then later, during my journey, I realized that yes, we will be weak, and sometimes we distance ourselves. But as long as we are willing to confess our sins, God is faithful, and He will forgive us.
而且很多时候呢，我们经历过这样的属灵的功课，我们的信心呢，会更加的成长。
And some very often our spiritual will grow after we go through those lessons.
那么在这个约翰福音的21:17呢，彼得在那里说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”
So John 21:17 said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you."
后来呢，这个到了最后呢，我们就一起来背诵一节经文，是约翰福音的18:6。
And let's memorize the scripture together. It's in John 18:6.
这是我非常喜欢的一节经文，我能够在这个经文里面看到神的话语的那种能力是多么的强大。
And so this is the verse I really like a lot. It's the power of God's words.
而且耶稣呢，在这里通过说我是来宣告他就是神。
And when he proclaimed, I am his, I am, that he is God.
我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
And so we're going to read three times, and we're going to have a test.
耶稣一说，我就是，他们就退后倒在地上。耶稣一说，我就是，他们就退后倒在地上。耶稣一说，我就是，他们就退后倒在地上。
When Jesus said, I am he, they draw back and fell to the ground.
大家准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
And so try to memorize it, to the person next to you. 耶稣一说我就是，他们就倒在地上，退后倒在地上。
耶稣一说我就是，他们就退后倒在地上。好，这节经文很短，大家背的也很快。
So it's very short, so you memorize very quickly.
好的，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
And let's do a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你是对我们蛮有宽容，蛮有慈爱的。
And you're filled with forgiveness and mercy.
主啊，虽然我们的信仰，我们的信心有软弱的时候，但是主，你都主动的来找我们，让我们要回转。
And very often our faith is so weak that you continue to bring us back.
主啊，你是主动的为了我们的罪上了十字架，为我们死，也为我们的复活。
You took initiative and died on the cross for us and also resurrected.
主啊，你没有放弃我们每一个人，虽然我们是如此的不完美。
You never really give up on us, even though we're so imperfect.
主啊，让我们更加的认识你，更加的学习到这样的信仰的功课，让我们不管在这个信仰坚强的时候还是软弱的时候，我们都求告你，眼睛盯着你。
So even though we're so weak and sometimes that goes through this journey, we will continue to entrust you.
主啊，谢谢你，我们把我们接下去的一周的时间完全仰望在你的手上，愿意让我们每一天都活在你的话语里面，与你同行。
So we put the next week.Every single day into your hands that will follow your steps.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We want to thank you and pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.